And finally today, we want to take time to remember a Broadway legend, composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim, the most respected figure in American musical theater, died yesterday. He was 91. His shows range from the vaudeville-inspired romp A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum,
something for everybody comedy tonight,
to the concept musical Sunday in the Park with George, about the art of making art.
Bit by bit, putting it together, piece by piece, only way to make a work of art.
It would be hard to overstate Stephen Sondheim's influence on Broadway form or on critic Bob Mondello, who offers this remembrance.
At the climax of most musicals, characters sing their hearts out about Enchanted Evenings or Defying Gravity or What I Did for Love. Sondheim characters sing about ambivalence, about feeling conflicted.
Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep.
This is Bobby in Company, the musical that established the Sondheim template back in 1970, not his first show, but the first big hit in which his characters sang less to move the action forward than to offer a sort of psychological profile. Bobby is afraid to commit. He looks at his friends' marriages and cringes. Still, he wants what they have.
Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support.
This is not the way most musicals wrap things up, but Sondheim shows almost always send audiences out not just singing, but thinking about everything from the westernization of Japan in Pacific Overtures.
Two parts, one of them not too rocky, how about Nagasaki?
To social justice in Sweeney Todd.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it, and its morals aren't worth what a pig could spit, and it goes by the name of London.
To what happens after Happily Ever After in Into the Woods.
It's always when you think at last you're through, and then into the woods you go again to take another journey.
The first act of this fairy tale show gives us fables like Red Riding Hood and Jack and the Beanstalk more or less straight, basically what you expect of musical comedy. The second act has princes who are terrible husbands, witches who may be nasty but know things.
You're so nice. You're not good, you're not bad, you're just nice. I'm not good, I'm not nice, I'm just right. I'm the witch, you're the world.
That's Sondheim puzzling out on stage how the world works. Puzzling is the right word. A lover of brain teasers and games, Sondheim delighted in turning the Broadway musical into a playground for thinkers. When you hear Moon June Croon lyrics in one of his shows, they're probably a joke. Tricky interior rhymes are more his thing. Say, we have so much in common, it's a phenomenon, a line written for another composer's music early in his career, as were his lyrics for Leonard Bernstein's semi-symphonic West Side Story.
I like to be in America, okay by me in America.
It was a show that both established Sondheim as a lyricist and gave him a pet peeve about the way sophisticated music tends to be received on Broadway. He joked about it in the only song he ever called autobiographical. Here, from an HBO special, Sondheim doubles the joke by stepping into the role of a producer in Merrily We Roll Along and growling the thing people kept telling him back when he was starting out.
It isn't every day I hear a score this strong, but fellas, if I may, there's only one thing wrong. You can hum. There's not a tune you go bum 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 dee dum.
When he finally hums what the character thinks is a hummable melody, it's Rodgers and Hammerstein's Some Enchanted Evening. That's an in-joke because in real life, lyricist Oscar Hammerstein Jr. was Sondheim's mentor. In the 1940s, when the budding songwriter was just a kid, Rodgers and Hammerstein were transforming Broadway's lighthearted song and dance shows into musical plays. Sondheim later took that evolution a step further. His musicals were structured around concepts. The show Follies, for instance.
And Roscoe's here, as always, to bring on the Weissman girls. Maestro!
Centered on a Ziegfeld-style metaphor for marital folly.
The lies ill-concealed, and the wounds never healed, and the game's not worth winning. And wait! I'm just beginning!
In A Little Night Music, the concept was to take a three-tiered romance.
Isn't it rich?
And have the characters sing about it all in waltz time.
Are we a pair?
And in what is arguably Sondheim's masterwork, Sweeney Todd, he mixed operatic form and musical comedy jokes to tell the story of a demon barber who slashes his customers' throats and a baker...
Here we are, hot from the oven.
...who bakes them into meat pies.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's sat.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
No, you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Though the things Sondheim was doing were hugely influential with other Broadway composers, Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton, for instance, couldn't have been conceived without the building blocks Sondheim helped develop, audiences didn't always get his shows. He never had a mega-hit musical, and Send in the Clowns was his only hit song, but he was revered in the theatrical establishment for teaching and mentoring, sharing his smarts, and making the form he loved smarter. He was loved by some of us outsiders, too. To a large extent, Stephen Sondheim wrote the soundtrack to My Life.
Not a day goes by. Not a single day.
Not a day goes by that I haven't felt I was living his lyrics, for a while by not getting married, when I was low by drinking to that, and one for Mahler, by trying to keep a good thing going, by trying to never do anything twice. Sondheim lived that last lyric. His shows were all different, each one thought-provoking in a new way, never more than when he looked deep into the artistic process itself.
I've nothing to say.
You have many things.
Well, nothing that's not been said.
Said by you.
Sunday in the Park with George depicts a struggling artist, George Seurat, urged by his muse to do that hardest thing to do when you're stuck, whether in life or in art, the thing Sondheim always did, and that for more than five decades kept his art fresh.
Stop worrying where you're going. Move on. If you can know where you're going, you've gone. Just keep moving on.
Across 18 major musicals, decades of mentoring, Stephen Sondheim followed that dictate to become, in the words of one of his lesser-known lyrics, the best thing that ever has happened to Broadway. He kept moving on. And now the rest of us have to. I'm Bob Mandela.